Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Well, this might sound like a familiar instrumental to you, because it became the theme to the TV show Soul Train. Although originally released in 1962 on the Enjoy record label by a group called the Rinky Dinks, and of course the song was called Hot Potato, but then of course when they started to use it as the theme for Soul Train, it was released once again in 72 on the Rampage record label by a group called the Ramrods. Same song, they just changed the name from Rinky Dinks to the Ramrods. Instead of calling it Hot Potato, they called it, yes, you got it, Soul Train. Well, I'm not Don Cornelius. I'm Day of the Rave, your record geek. I'm here in the No Static Attic, bringing you those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Instrumental by the Ramrods called Soul Train. It's got all Day of the Raven, a soulful kind of a mood. So let's kick off vocally with Martha and the Vandellas. This is one that doesn't get played often.
Falling.
the summer of 1967. Came out in about August, right around this time. Ended up becoming a top 25 record on the Billboard Top 100. Martha and the Vandellas and Love Bug, Leave My Heart Alone. Of course, just a couple days ago, I was in a rock and roll kind of a mode. The great sound of the McCoys. Yours truly, Dave the Ravers, rocking with the McCoys. Rick Derringer at the State Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey, my hometown theater. Of course, they didn't do a lot of McCoy stuff, just Hang On Sloopy, which was a bit disappointing, but they sounded really good. They certainly did. And of course, on that bill, along with the McCoys and Rick Derringer, was Vanilla Fudge. Remember this one from them? And truthfully, until Vanilla Fudge did this in concert the other night, I had forgotten that they actually had recorded this 45. And what really blew me away was that they mentioned that they performed it on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I definitely can't see them doing that song on Ed Sullivan. Wow. You know, I could see, like, You Keep Me Hanging On and Take Me for a Little While, but I don't ever recall them doing a Shotgun on the Ed Sullivan Show. But those guys were rocking. They sound great. I mean, the band was just really a tight band on stage. Vanilla Fudge and Shotgun. Of course, a song originally done by this guy, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. I'm doing all those dances here in the No Static Attic. Junior Walker, the All-Stars. It was this week in 67. Yes, in July of 67, that record was just debuting on the Billboard Top 100, reaching number 44. It's a song that makes you dance, which, of course, was last week's mystery oldie 45. I wonder if anybody figured out who was doing this record.
Yeah. City.
Murder City.
We get right down to the nitty gritty.
Just dance, but you gotta shake a tail feather. That's what you gotta do. And of course, it was that line in the song that threw a whole bunch of people off. Yeah, I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But that was from May of 1966, a actual flip side to a record which only peaked on the Billboard Top 100 charts 1 week and 1 week only at number 100. A song called Hand Jive was on the A side of the record. The group The Strange Loves, who did I Want Candy, Nighttime, and Carolyn. The Strange Loves, that great bang 45. And the other side of the record of, Hand Jive, like I said, was on the A side. And the other side, which did not chart. I don't think it charted anywhere, but a cool record indeed. A tune called I Gotta Dance. Once again, The Strange Loves. And it actually, of course, in regional markets, for example, in late July, that record was on WOGOAM, 1550 on your dial. And down there in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, it was a song that eventually became a number one or number two record on that station. Yeah, so like I said, regional markets, that song did very well. But nationally, nothing at all. But a cool record indeed. Once again, The Strange Loves was a mystery oldie 45. Congratulations, Dawn and Larry Cook in South Plainfield, New Jersey. Santi, probably laying out on the beach right now. Got the radio blasting, listening to yours truly, Dave the Raven, my Relics of Rarity show. But Santi down in South Beach, Florida, he also figured out it was The Strange Loves. And Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So congratulations to the Mystery Oldie winners. Of course, we'll have a brand new Mystery Oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. So don't touch that dial. Keep it tuned right here. And of course, you might be a Mystery Oldie winner. We play just for fun. If you want to jot down the phone number, I'll give it to you right now. It's 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. And of course, if you don't want to call, you want to just simply email your answer. The email address is dave@davetherave.com. Now, the answer that a lot of people gave was Shake a Tail Feather by these guys, James and Bobby Purify. Huh!
Get it, baby!
Show you how to do it right.
Do it right.
top 25 hit record for the Cousins out of Florida, James and Bobby Purify. Song originally done by the Five Dudetones, Shake a Tail Feather.
This is Dave the Rave. Home of relics and rarities in the No Static Attic.
My request. Well, Kevin Buxton, he's taking advantage of that request line of 609-948-4487. Yes, from the summer of 66. The flip side of this particular record, called Every Day, Every Night by The Trolls. The Trolls on the ABC record label was top 10 on just about every radio station out in the state of Illinois. So I assume that the band was from Illinois because it just got so much airplay. And but a cool record that is, Every Day and Every Night, of course, like I said, was the side that charted. But a cool B-side for sure. Asking that question, are you the one? Are you the one with all the records that we crave? Well, here's your answer. I am the one. Jerry and the Pacemakers.
So
great record that was from Jerry and the Pacemakers in the summer of 1964. And what's kind of unique about that record is that with the British invasion exploding and that record sounding so good, it only peaked, I think, like 82 on the Billboard Top 100. It was not a big hit, but what a great record. Jerry and the Pacemakers and I'm the One. And of course, for me, what makes my Relics and Rarities show so special is you. Yes, it was you. It was you that makes it all worthwhile buying all these records. Soulful sound here from James Brown and the Famous Flames. I still think you're artificial. It's just so amazing. James Brown and the Famous Flames on the Federal Record Label. Love that record. A tune called It Was You. And now I'm really in a soulful kind of a mood. So I think I'll give you a soulful mystery oldie 45. We play just for fun. It's one guess and one guess only. I play a record. You got to tell me who's doing the record. Once again, the numbers to call is 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Or email me, dave@davetherave.com. And if you happen to be friends of mine on Facebook or you're on my Dave the Rave Relics and Rarities Facebook page, please always, always send a private message only. Don't want anybody to steal your answer. Or just simply call me, 609-948-4487. One guess only, so think about it and tell me who is doing this next record. And good luck!
Hey, Mama, what you doing now?
Get the Raves, Mr. Oldie 45. I think it's going to be an easy one. Should have a lot of winners. Who did that record? Once again, call me up, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. I'll be taking your calls now and after the show as well. If you get my voicemail, if you go into the overflow, just leave your name, phone number, where you're calling from, and what your guess is, and I will call you back.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Time to talk to you, or pass the time of day. I gotta pack my bags, you see. Gotta get up on my way now. You're the kind of girl you see, always a hanging round. You hung around me much too.
Sure Shot 45, The Creation on the Planet Record label. Try and Stop Me.
You walk down the street.
Stop in the Name of Love, early 1965, went to number one. It was the third of four singles in a row that all went to the top of the charts on the Billboard charts. That's an amazing streak they had. Supremes and Stop in the Name of Love.
This is Relics and Rarities.
She loves you, yeah.
And Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot!
Sure Shot 45. It's a killer indeed out of the garage. He's known as the Panics. The Panics on the Dupree record label out of Akron, Ohio. And it's too cool, You're My Baby, and Don't You Forget It, a song originally done by the Reflections, a group that brought you Just Like Romeo and Juliet. They did that on the flip side of a 45 called Shabby Little Hut. And I guess the Panics heard that particular version, or they might have heard the Vassell's version, which was the first 45 ever to come out on the Kama Sutra label. So there's several versions of that particular song, but that is the snottiest and maybe the coolest version. Once again, the Panics and You're My Baby, Day of the Rave, Sure Shot 45. Yes, you're my baby, 'cause I found a girl.
I found a girl. I used to
late 1965. A top 30 record for Jan and Dean, written by my favorite writer, P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry. I found a girl, but what will it take to keep her? That's the question. What?
Do you want me to get down on my knees? Baby, baby, please cry a million tears. Do you want me to call you on the phone? Beg you to come home thinking of the years. When I once lived in paradise, when the love light was in your eyes. Oh, tell me, what can I do when I still love you? What can I say when I still love you? What can I do? What can I say? Don't let it end this way.
Cuts like a knife for me. Still searching for the answer to that question. What will it take? Melinda Marx, Groucho Marx's daughter from his second marriage, and a cool 45 on the VJ record label. Melinda Marx and a great tune called What? Day of the Rave with all the records you crave coming to you here from the No Static Attic.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,000 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. It's a group out of Kingsville, Texas. Out of Kingsville, Texas. So they called themselves the Kings. I've got a license on the Jox, J-O-X record label. Write it down. It's Day of the Raves Discovery of the Week. Here's the big O. Yes, you got a license. That gives you some sense of security.
I want security, yeah. With that, I'm at a great loss. Oh, now, security, yeah. And I want it at any cost. Oh, now, don't want no money. Right now, 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 now.
That is a classic from Otis Redding, but he didn't get a lot of airplay in those early days. May of 64, only peaking at number 97 on the Billboard Top 100. Otis Redding in Security. Wow, looking at the clock on the wall, and I can't believe it's like almost the top of the hour, because I've got so much more. Yes, a lot more to play. So I have to save some for next week and a week after that. And, you know, just going to keep on playing all these cool records. I love doing that for you every week here on the Relics of Rarity Show. Day of the Raven, the No Static Attic. Of course, if you've got a special Lost 45, contact me, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. And of course, if you want to get a Dave the Rave Relics of Rarities t-shirt, yes, t-shirts are now available, and they're very cool. Very cool double-sided t-shirts. You can find out how to get a t-shirt by going to my website, www.davetherave.com, where you'll find archive shows as well. So pick up a t-shirt. Once again, that website, www.davetherave.com. And don't forget to take a guess on my mystery oldie 45. Yes, you might be a winner. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.